AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Secretary of State Blinken says he fully expects the ceasefire deal in Gaza will be implemented as expected on Sunday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a last-minute dispute with Hamas is holding up Israeli approval of the deal. Blinken made his comment at his final news conference as Secretary of State, one that protesters disrupted.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is defending the Biden administration's policies on the Gaza war as protest interrupted his final news conference. At the State Department, Blinken called the Gaza ceasefire deal a relief for Israelis and Palestinians alike.
It's also a moment of historic possibility for the region and well beyond.
Saying he expects the deal to be implemented this weekend.
How does it feel to have your legacy be genocide?
But as he spoke, people in the room accused Blinken of ignoring Israeli violence against Palestinian civilians.
Criminal! Why aren't you in the Hague?
They were rare, if not unprecedented, protests in the State Department briefing room. Blinken says questions about how the U.S. handled the war are fair.
And they'll be asked for a long time.
But says the administration had to focus on one thing.
Where we could actually get an end to a conflict, an end to suffering, and the prospect of something better.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the Los Angeles area, firefighters are spending another day battling the two largest fires, which have killed 25 people and destroyed more than 12,000 structures. At the same time, government officials are starting the epic job that will unfold over years, clearing Altadena, Pacific Palisades, and other ravaged communities of toxic ash and debris. Two deaths to report. Longtime Brewers announcer Bob Uecker has died at the age of 90. And filmmaker David Lynch has died at 78. This is AP News. A settlement has been reached in the defamation judgment against Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy Giuliani has settled with two former Georgia election workers in a deal that will let Giuliani keep his homes and personal belongings in return for compensation and a promise to never defame the two women again. The deal negated the need for a trial that was supposed to start Thursday morning, where Giuliani was a no-show. That trial was to determine whether Giuliani would get to keep certain valuable assets instead of turning them over. The former election workers had been seeking all of Giuliani's property as part of a $148 million defamation judgment against Giuliani. The women won the defamation judgment after saying Giuliani's lies about the 2020 presidential election being stolen led to death threats that made the two women fear for their lives. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.